Blog Talk Radio.
We come to magnify your name.
Your name.
We come to give you all the praise. For your love that never changes. Take this time today to lift your holy name. We come to lift the holy name. Sing hallelujah to the name.
Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ of Central Street in Smyrna, Georgia. Where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin, and his message is entitled, Not Just Me, But Others Also, and comes from Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle, and all those who have tuned in to this telecast on today and all through the week. And we just want to thank all those who tuned in and support this great ministry and all the preachers who've taken part in supporting it. We want to thank everyone who loved the Lord. We love Jesus Christ. We love the Lord and his church and God's people. We want to thank you all. Me, myself, and I, time and time again, runs through all of our minds, me, myself, and I. It's all about me, me first. Others maybe last, but certainly me first. You know, even sometimes you read the Bible, you know, you wonder, and we know it's about the context, where it says, save yourselves. For this untoward generation. Well, he's writing to us individually, but also collectively, that you take the parable of Luke chapter 12. Well, the rich man who was successful in his crop, So say to yourself, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And all of these innuendos that we find that is in Scripture and is played out in the culture in which the Bible was written. Here in the text of Philippians chapter 2, evidently Paul was writing to a culture that it was normal for people to think about self and not others, and that's why he had to write to the church. Remember now, the church came out of a Hellenistic or a Gentile worldly culture, and the church is always in a growth state, in a growth process. So it takes time for churches to grow and be what God would have it to be. And so Paul had to write and remind them that it shouldn't be, it can't just be about me. It must be about others also. I think for the most part, if we would slow down for a little bit and wondering not just what is in for me, you know, sadly to say, people hesitantly come to church or Sunday school because they don't feel as though it's something in there for them. Well, I don't get much out of the Sunday school, so I don't go. And others thinking the same way. Well, I just come in time to take the Lord's Supper because of the singing and the preaching, they don't really do anything for me. Well, I don't bring my kids to Sunday school because I don't like how that teacher sounds sometimes. I don't. If it doesn't appease us or appeal to us, it seems like we don't go out our way to support any of it. Even with this telecast that we have, there are others who could be chiming in, but they don't because they don't feel like this is too early, or they feel rather that 7 o'clock is too early for them. So we can back it down to 8 o'clock, and I wonder would it make any difference. Again, that me, myself, and I concept. Well, Paul has something to say about this, and he says, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and in purpose, doing nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to their own interests, but also to the interests of others. And that's our statement for this morning, not just me, but others also. Just yesterday, a Florida man in Georgia used his infant as a human shield when the police went out to arrest him. And it was a tragic scene, but it could have been even more tragic had they fired upon him with weapons instead of the taser. He's watching the kid fall to the ground with this man holding it. Oh, how worse it could have been had they missed him and struck the infant with the taser. But he was so selfish, so eager to not be arrested, that he put his own child out in front of weapons and police dogs. Me, myself, and only I had to be his main concern. Whatever it takes to avoid being arrested, even if it takes the life of my child, that's what I'll do. Now, that's an extreme case. But also, when it comes to giving for the cause of the Lord, I plan to go out to dinner after church. I got to make sure that I have enough money to pay my restaurant bill. So what I intend to give, I'm going to pull back on that because I plan to go out to dinner with the family after church. But I didn't give adequately the previous Sunday, and now they plan a family get-together after church this Sunday. Again, me, myself, and I. And Paul is trying to encourage others in the church to have a balanced mindset when it comes to how we interact with one another in the church. He says, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from love, any fellowship in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, if you chose to live a life for Jesus, then there must, some changes must take place in your life. It can no longer be me, myself, and I mentality. It must be a we, us, and our mentality. We have to be all in this together, or not together at all. Just on last night, I went to watch our girls' volleyball team, and they were an exceptionally good team, and they played exceptionally well. However, the other team, they played more exceptionally well, to the degree that even though our team was unified, evidently the other team was more skilled and more unified. They had been practicing, working together, and they were dynamic, and they won. But I didn't want to take anything away from our team because our girls were great, but the other team played even greater. Because no one wanted to be the star of the show, and because they were unified in their efforts, they was able to defeat our girls. And so the idea of teamwork, it causes us victory when we are not having a singleness mindset or thought process. I'm reminded of a woman who had 6 children, and she was trying to work them through school, and one get in trouble, the other get expelled, the others falling behind, and she just couldn't manage all these kids by herself. And so she gathered them together, and she prayed with them, and she took 6 pencils, and she put the 6 pencils together, and she tried to break those 6 pencils, and they were unbreakable. And then she took 1 pencil, and with ease, she snapped it in half. And she wanted to teach her kids a lesson. If we stick together as a family, we're unbreakable. But if we try to free will it and do our own thing and not consider the others, we'll be broken. And let's stick together as a family. So Paul is encouraging them that make his joy complete. Fulfill his joy, because Paul worked hard to establish the church here in Philippi. And they was fragmenting. They were unraveling. They were falling apart because of the individualistic mindset. It's not all about I. And he used a perfect example of how we must be selfless and how we can't be selfish when it comes to being a part of a team or a family. He says, each of you should not look only on your own selves. Each of you should look not only on your own selves or your own interests, but also the interests of others. And he gives a reason why. So your attitude should be the same that of Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross. And as a result of his humility, God exalted him above every name, above every creature upon the face of the earth, because of his humility. And so we want to go away today, abandoning as soon as we possibly can the me, myself, and I syndrome, or mindset, or perspective. Because trying to free will it through this world, trying to do it alone, is a dangerous way to go. And so on today, let us go forward. Who can I carry along with me to victory? Who need what I have? Oftentimes, I hear telecasts and sermons, and I try my best to copy those sermons and forward it to someone else. And so when you come across great messages or anecdotes, or great scenarios that you know someone who's striving or struggling with life experiences, try to forward, try to expose them, to try to give them access to this great message. If it meant something to your heart and your life, perhaps there's someone else needed as well. Always when you're going out buying things, think about for a moment who else could enjoy the same experience I'm enjoying. Yes, I know there are times you need to escape and have a me day, but let those me days be far and few as compared to being the most and many. Always considering someone else above yourself. This is the Christian way. This is the way we want to strive to today and going forward. And let us pray that we do it intentionally. And let us not be forgetful of others, but rather be mindful of others. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful for this telecast and for all those who have dedicated themselves to rise from their early beds and be a part and support this great ministry. We want to pray for families who are struggling, those who are anticipating surgery, those who are waiting test results, those who are in recovery. We want to pray for our sister Pearlie, who just received a kidney there in West Palm Beach, Florida. She's now recovering. We want to pray for her family that they stay close and near by her and support her as she recovers from this sacrifice someone made as they left in their will to donate their kidney to the next available person. We just pray for the family who lost a loved one who donated the kidney. But we also want to pray with thanksgiving to God for allowing Pearlie to be the recipient of that kidney. We just pray for all those who are traveling, truckers, those who are coming back from the lectureships, contemplating going to the lectureships. We pray that those who are victims, family, friends, and foreigners as well when it comes to Hurricane Ian, we just pray, Heavenly Father, that you give them a recovery in their mind and spirit, that they can continue to worship thee and trust thee despite what transpired there. And those who are in Puerto Rico as well, we pray that they receive the attention they need from all supporting governments, that they can have a balanced and restored life. Guide us and keep us throughout this day. This we do pray in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.